Tirz Daf Pei Tes, we begin the new parak. As we've been learning throughout our Masechta, Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that people are not allowed to carry from their homes to their chatzar, to the courtyard, because it could get confused with carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, which we know is an Issa D'Raisa, and therefore without the construction of an Erev Chatzeris to allow one to carry between his home and the Chatzar, you can't carry. The purpose of what we're going to start learning now in the Mishnah and the Gemara is to identify when is Shlomo HaMelech's Takana in effect and when isn't it. Begins the Mishnah. Kol Gagos Seir, all the adjoining roofs of the town, Rishus Achad, are considered one Rishus, and therefore you could carry from one roof to the other, even if there is no Erev between the houses, between the residents living below those roofs. Ubavad, however, Shleihei Gagavoy Yoranamachyud, one roof should not be higher or lower than the other by 10 tfachim, divir emeya. And this is shown in diagram 312 on page 104. The Taisus Yontif asks that in understanding this language, where the Mishnah says that one roof shouldn't be higher or lower, why did the Mishnah have to say it same thing twice? They should have just said that they have to be within ten tefachim of each other. Why the need for redundancy? So Taisus Yontif explains that one house could be higher than the other for one of two reasons. It could be higher because one is actually taller, takes up more, it's more feet than the other, or it could be taller because they are actually in size identical, but one is taller than the other because one is built in a lower area than the other. Teaches us the Mishnah, says the Taisus Yontif, that according to Rameyer, it makes no difference why one house is higher than the other. The halacha is that if they're higher one from the other, they can't carry from one to the other. The Chacham Maimrim, and the Chacham hold, Kol Echav Echav Rishus B'Fnei Atzmai. Each roof is a separate Rishus, and you can't carry from one to the next. Reb Shimon says, Echad Gagois, Echad Chatzeros, Echad Kafifois, where the roofs, Chatzeros, Karfif is an enclosed area that wasn't designated for residential purposes. And as Rashi tells us, the Mishnah here is referring to a Karfif that does not exceed two beis saw, because a Karfif that's larger than two beis saw has the din of a Carmelis, which is, you're not allowed to carry in it. So tells us Rav Shimon, all these outdoor chatzeris, Rishus Echadahen L'Kelem Sheshavsh L'Toichem, they consider one Rishus regarding any utensils that began Shabbos in any one of these areas. However, V'loy L'Kelem Sheshavsh L'Psoich Abayis, but not for utensils that began Shabbos in the house. And that means, Rav Shimon is telling us that if the utensils began Shabbos outside, then you could carry them from a gag to a chatzah to a karfif, only if they were indoors do the halachas of Erev Chatzeres supply. And the halach is like Rav Shimon. And we need to understand what is the basis for Rav Shimon's psak. So, the Rishonim explain, going back to what we said at the beginning of our shir, that the reason Shlomo HaMelech made a rule that they can't carry from the house to the chatzah, well, because Shlomo HaMelech was concerned that if one could carry from the house to the chatzar, he may come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But Shlomo HaMelech's takana was only, says Reb Shimon, on places where people use those areas on a consistent basis. People commonly carried from their homes to the chatzar. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech felt the need to make the takana. However, things that were left outdoors, which are very rarely used, that's not the way kelim are kept and are used, there was no need for Shlomo HaMelech to make the takana. Now the question is, according to Rav Shimon, if something began Shabbos in the house, unless you made an Erev, you can't carry it out. What's the beginning of Shabbos? So the Rishonim, most Rishonim, the Paiskim say, as we've said many times, Bein HaShmoshes is the defining moment. If it began Bein HaShmoshes in the house, then it can't be carried out without an Erev Chatzeris. The Chazon Ish says a Chumrah. He says that even if it did not begin Shabbos in the Bayis, but during Shabbos it was brought into the house, once it's in the house, it's koine shvis in the house and cannot be carried out. Ask the Beis Meir, according to this psak of Reb Shimon, what about clothing? What's going to be the halacha if somebody's wearing clothing in the house, Bein HaShmoshes? He doesn't have an Erev between his home and the Chatzar, so how could he wear those clothing out? So the Beis Meir says that clothing which is worn is considered bottled, is considered secondary to what, to the person, and just like the halachas that we're speaking is only referring carrying out, but not to walking out when you're not carrying anything, so too will the same halacha be for the clothing you wear. However, according to the Beis Meir, what about clothing that you weren't wearing? You were in your home, Bein HaShmoshes, you weren't wearing your hat, and now you want to walk out. What's going to be the halacha with that? So it's possible that according to the Beis Meir, that it would be usur. However, most Paiskim hold that anything that you wear is not considered that you're carrying it and will be mutter. But it will be usur, certainly, to carry out something that, even an article in clothing that was in your house to the chatzar, unless you make Eruv Chatzeris. What's going to be the halacha if somebody didn't make an Erev Chatzeris and he carries from his house to the Chatzar? So it's a machloikis Rashi and Taisus versus the Rajba. The Rajba holds that if somebody carried from his house to the Chatzar and he did not make Erev Chatzeris, once he realizes he has to keep it in the Chatzar and he can't carry it anywhere in the Chatzar. The Rashi and Taisus hold that although Rav Shimon says that if it was in the house and it was brought to the chatzar, it can't be carried from the chatzar anywhere to the roof, to the kafefais. But within the chatzar itself, Rashi and Tosfos hold you will be allowed to continue carrying this item, which you really shouldn't have brought from the house to the chatzar, since you didn't have an eruv. Begins the Gemara. Yosef Abaye Bar Ovin, Rav Chanina Bar Abaye, v'Yosef Abaye Gabayu. They were sitting, and Rabbi was sitting with them, V'yosri and Ka'amri, and they were trying to analyze our Mishnah. And they said, Bishlam Rabbonin, the Rabbonin who say that you can't carry from one roof to the next, they hold, Savri, Shem Shidiyurim Chalukim Lamata, just like the residents under the roof are considered separate and you can't carry from one to the next, Kachti Yurim Lamala, so too the residents above on the roof are considered separate and you can't carry from one roof to the next. El Rameya, but let's try to understand Rameya. My Kasova, what does Rameya hold? I Kasova Rameya, if Rameya holds that Kshem Shdiram Chulkal Matkech Diram Chulkal Mala, that he agrees with Rabbanan that if they're separate on the bottom, they have to be separate on the top. And my Rishus Acha said, what did Rameya say in the Mishnah that it's all one Rishus and you can carry from one to the next? Vi Kasova, on the other hand, Ein Chulkim, he holds that they're not separate. Why? All the area above your tefachim, all the roofs are considered one area. So my gagavaya sov and namachyodami. So then, even if one roof is higher than the next, it should still have the same halacha. Now, in understanding the rabbanim, the mefarshim point that Rishonim point out, that they say that just like the residences below the roofs are separate, so too the roofs, what's pshat? So the Rambam says like this. He says that Shlomo HaMelech's takon originally was only to carry from the house to the chatzar. However, the Rabbanan went and expanded on that gzeirah and said not only from house to chatzar is usur, but from house to house and gag to gag, according to them, is the same as house to house, is also asr. Others say that the takara went just the opposite. First, there was a takana that you can't carry from house to house, and then that was expanded to include from house to chatzar also. But now, as we said, we need to understand the Rab Meir that differentiates if it's one is high, if one roof is higher from the next, or if it's not. What's the difference? Amla bayu. L'shmilcha hada amar Rav Yitzchak bar Adimi. Didn't you hear what Rav Yitzchak bar Adimi said? Amar Hari Meir. Whenever you find two different rishusim, they look like two different rishusim. However, halachically, they're really on one rishus. What's the example? If you have a post in rishus hayochid, which is gevaya asav rachav dalad, it's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. So that is rishus hayochid. So really, it's all rishus hayochid. Also, kasa falaf, you're not allowed to take something from Rishus HaYochid and put it on this pole. Gzeir b'shem tel b'shus HaRabin. Because we're concerned that if we allow you to do this, you may come also to put something on a pole which is 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which is in Rishus HaRabin. Where there, it's an issa deraisa of carrying from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid. So says Abaya, Hachanami in our Mishnah Torah, May is teaching us, Gzeir b'shem tel b'shus HaRabin. If the roofs are separated by height of 10 tefachim, and Rav Meir says you can't carry from one roof to the next because we are concerned of the situation where you have a post in Rishus HaRabim which has the status of Rishus HaYochid. So Abai bar Ovin and Rav Chanan bar Ovin were trying to understand Rav Meir's Gezerah, and they felt that they thought that Afilu Machteshes Afilu Gigas, even if you'll have a mortar or a barrel, which are movable objects, but they're 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in the Rishus HaYochid, you'll be usher to carry from the Rishus HaYochid onto these objects. Amu Abayu, so Abayu said, Hachya Memar, this is what Remei meant, this is what the Master taught us, Amu Remei El Omid, only by a post, V'amasa Rechayim, or by a millstone, the Hoyle of Odin Kavel and Mokim, since they're designated the firm in their place, that's when Remei said his gzeira. But when it's not firm in its place, Remei didn't say his gzeira. Now, it's old Rishoidim asked the obvious question. If according to Remei, whenever you have a post, and not a Gemara says it has to be firm, fine, in Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to that area, so let's say somebody has a stationary piece of furniture, which is 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim in his house, why may one carry from his house and put something onto that piece of furniture? We have the gzeira of Rameya. So some Rishonim answer that Rameya's gzeira was only said in an outdoor area, which is open. However, in Rosh Hashanah, which is covered, Makura, there the gzeira wasn't made. The house is covered, that's where Rameya's gzeira wasn't said. Other Rishonim say that Rameya's gzeira was only made in an area which is dwelled in or owned by more than one person, like a chotzer, that even though it's Rishus HaYochid, but it's not such a private Rishus HaYochid. That's where Rameya's made his gzeira. However, in Rishus HaYochid, in a private home, which is owned by one person, there Rameya didn't make the gzeira. Others, as variations say, the Remei's Gzeira was only meant for a chotzer, it wasn't meant for a house. It's interesting, the Ritva says, following the same line of reasoning, where Remei did or didn't say his takana, says Ritva, that this Gzeira is only regarding a pole, or something that protrudes from the ground. But let's say you'll have a pit in a Rosh HaYochid, which has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, it's 10 by 4, Remei will not say that you're not allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYochid to the pit. Because again, a pole in a chotzer could easily be confused with a pole in the Rishus HaRabim. A pit, says the Ritva, is not as easily confused, and Remei did not say his gzeira. Tosfos points out that normally we have a rule, halachic Remei b'gzeiraisov, we follow the decrees the Remei make. Here, we don't follow Remei's ruling, and the halacha is that you're allowed to carry in all situations in a Rishus HaYochid. Because Tosfos explains, since Remei argues on Rav Shimon, And we know that we passing like Rav Shimon, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, that's included in passing with Rav Shimon. Another reason why we don't pass him like Ramey in this case, the Rishonim say, is because the only time we pass him Ramey in a Gzeira is when there's not a Rabbim, when there aren't a majority Tanoim arguing against him. Here, since we have a Rabbim arguing against him, we don't pass him like him. However, there are Rishonim that point out that perhaps we do pass him like Ramey. Ask the Gemara, what about a wall which is between two chatzers, which is certainly something which is firm in its place? Vam Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to teach us, we're going to learn, Shatim Tzaloi Mila Divra Meya Gagin Rishus and Latzmam, all the roofs are one Rishus, Chatzeres Rishus and Latzmam, all Chatzeres are one Rishus, Kafefes Rishus and Latzmam, all Kafefes and Rishus. My laugh, what does that mean? The Shoyl Tatuli Derech Kaisel, that Ramey is teaching us that you could take something from one chatzer over the wall to the next chatzer. Now the wall is 10 by 4 tfachim. If we're learning now that whenever you have an area in Rosh HaSayachid which is firm, which is set in its place, which is 10 amps before Tefachim, you're not allowed to carry from one Rosh HaSayachid to another Rosh HaSayachid. So from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, how would Ramey permit this? And Tosis points out, we could have answered that the wall that is being discussed by Rabbi Yehuda is not 10 Tefachim tall by 4 Tefachim wide. However, as Mefarshim explained to Tosfos, most walls do have that dimension, so it's difficult to explain that that wall that's being discussed didn't have those dimensions. Amrav Huna bar Yehuda, Amrav Sheishis Loi, what Rabbi Yehuda meant in explaining Rameya, he doesn't mean that you're allowed to take something from the Chatzar and place it on that wall. Rameya has a Gzeira that that's Aser. Here it's talking lahachnus lahaytzi derech psachim, that we're carrying through, from one chatzar to the other chatzar to through an entrance in the wall. That's certainly mutter, but Ramey will not allow you to take from the chatzar and put it on this wall, which is 10 by 4, and then take it to the next chatzar. The chamaimim we learned kol echad ve'echad v'shus b'fnei atzmai. Each roof is a separate area. Now the Gemara begins to discuss what's going to be the halacha regarding carrying on the roofs itself. Itmar, so we learned, Rav Amar Eimatapla El Bildal Amas. You can only carry in each roof for 4 Amas. What's Pshat and Rav? Since, as Rav is explaining the Chachamim, since each roof is open to the roof next to it, and you're not allowed to carry, according to the Chachamim, from one roof to the next, therefore, Rav says, we have a situation where an area is open to an area to which you may not carry, and the halacha is that if an area is open to an area to which you may not carry, you can't carry in that area more than Dalet Amos. But Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Mutl Tapu B'Kuloi. You can carry in the entire roof, even though you can't carry from one roof to the next, but in each roof, on each roof, you can carry as much as you want. What is the basis of the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel? Do we say good asik? Do we say that there are halachic walls that come up around each roof, separating them? Rav doesn't hold of good asik, and Shmuel does. Now, Tosfos asks that it's difficult to understand how Rav and Shmuel have this machlokes. Rav and Shmuel are arguing according to what the Rabbanim will say. But we've been saying that we don't paskin like the Rabbonin, that we paskin like Rav Shimon. So what's their machloikus relevant? So first Pshat Tosfos says this, we're trying to understand Pshat and Rabbonin, even though we don't paskin that way. But Tosfos gives us two reasons why the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel would also be relevant according to Rav Shimon. One is that, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon agrees that utensils, kalim sheshofsu b'soy chabayis, you're not allowed to carry from the house to the roof. So now it's relevant to know that if you carried from the house to the roof, Deus Kalim, Rav Shimon agrees you can't carry from one roof to the next. You can only carry it to that roof. So now we need to know, when you carried it to the roof, how much on the roof may you carry it? Can you carry it the entire roof? Only like Shmuel, only Dalet Amos like Rav. Another area, another place where the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel would be relevant, even according to Rav Shimon, is the following. We said earlier that if a kafif or a roof, any area, is larger than 2 beis osayim, then the halach is that you can't carry in that area. Now it's very important to understand how do we look at this. If Shmuel holds that we say good asik and each roof is considered a separate area, so you can't combine all the roof to get to this area of 2 beis so. On the other hand, according to Rav, since we don't say good asik, so each roof is considered separate, and since each roof is considered separate, the roofs are not considered separate, they will combine to an area of 2 beis so, which has a din of a kamelus, unless it's used for residential purposes. Says the Gemara, but mechitzas hanikaros, where the roofs are certainly separated, as is shown in diagram 3.13, the kulam leplegi, there is no machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that each roof is considered a separate area, and you can carry in each roof. And the Rishonim explain, how much space is there between the two houses that are shown in diagram 3.13? So they say, if there are 4 tfachim between the two houses, then certainly everybody agrees that the two houses are separate. But say to Rishonim, the Tosfos read, that even if the two houses are only separated by 3 tfachim, when normally when we have a separation of only 3 tfachim, we say loved, and that we connect them. Here, since they're physically separated, and we do have the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of good asik, everybody will subscribe to it. Ki pligi, when do they disagree? But mechitzos she'en in the chorus, when they're not separate, as is shown in diagram 3.14. Rav omer ematapim ba'el b'dalet amos. Rav says that we can only carry dalet amos in each roof, because he says, we don't say good asik in such a situation. Each roof is considered separate, because he says, even in such a situation, we say good asik mechitzta, that each roof is considered separate. Now, there's a three-way machloikis in the Mefarshim, how to explain the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. The Chaya Adam says that really everybody agrees that good asik is applicable whether the mechitzas are nikaros or the mechitzas are not nikaros. Just Rav said that although good asik is applicable, Chazal made a gzeira that if it's mechitzas she'ed in nikaros, midrabanan, you can't consider them separate. The Gaon Yaakov actually says that is the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. The machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is that where is good asik applicable? Is good asik applicable only when the mechitzas on the karos? That's what Rav's going to hold, and Shmuel's going to hold that good asik is applicable even by mechitzas and in the karos. The Chazanish has a different approach. His approach is just the opposite. He says that everybody agrees that good asik is not applicable by mechitzas and in the karos where the walls are not noticeably separate. Just Shmuel says, since we're dealing here only with a drabon and the geishu of carrying from one roof to another, of carrying from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad, so although we can't say good asik, the halacha will allow you to carry on each roof separately, since the entire gzeira is only a gzeira midrabonan anyway. Now, Tosfos points out that even if we have a situation where the houses are separate, but we're dealing with a roof that sticks out, and therefore you can't see the wall under it, you have a roof that's shedding out, that will have the same din of mechitzos she'ena nikaros. Tanan begins the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, the Chamer Oimrim kolecha ve'echad, each roof, rishos la'atzmai, is a separate rishos. So bishlam l'shmul nicha, Shmul, understanding the Rabbanan according to Shmul, is very easy. The Rabbanan telling us that each roof, you can't carry from one roof to the next, but in each roof itself, you can carry. El Rav Kasha. But according to Rav, not only may you not carry from one roof to the next, you can't even carry in the roof itself. So the Ritva points out that the Gemara could have given two terutzim to this question. One Kasha terutz the Gemara could have given is that the roofs in our Mishnah are separate from each other. When we just finished learning, even Rav agrees that if the roofs are separate, you may carry in each whole roof. But the Ritva says, the Gemara didn't want to say that teretz, because most roofs in their times were connected. Another teretz the Ritva says the Gemara could have given is the Rav Tana Hu Palig. The Rav is a Tana who may argue in a Mishnah. But as we've said previously, the Ritva tells us that the Gemara tries to avoid using the teretz of Rav Tana Hu Palig. So according to Rav, if we're not going to give these two terutzim, from our Mishnah it seems that you're allowed to carry in each roof. Yet, Rav says if the roofs are connected to each other, he can't even carry more than Dal Amis on each roof. Am be Rav Mishmei de Rav, but the Mishnah means is Shlo Yitaltel Beis Amis Begagzeh or Beis Amis Begagzeh. You're not allowed to carry two Amis on one roof and two Amis on the next roof. The Mishnah is teaching us that each roof is separate and can't carry from one to the other, even if you're carrying less than four Amis. That means, although according to Rav, you're allowed to carry four Amis, that's only in each roof. But to carry from one roof to the next, you're not allowed to carry it all. And the Rishonim, of course, will point out, it doesn't mean necessarily two Amis to two Amis. The point is that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Ask the Gemara, Vom Rebbe Lazar, Ki Avinu B'Bavel, when we were in Bavel, Hav Amrinin, Be'Rav Mishmei D'Rav Amru, and the Yeshiva of Rav, they taught us, E Metalton Bo El B'Dal Ramis, you're only allowed to carry on each roof for Dal Ramis. But in the Yeshiva of Shmuel, they taught us, Ein Lam El Gagan, they're allowed to carry on the roof. My lav ein lam gagam. What does ein lam gagam mean? Lav the shol tatula bekulei, that you're allowed to carry an entire roof. So again, here we have a brisa that supports Shmuel's psak that you could carry on the whole roof. Ask the Gemara or Milima Misnisen. Why is the question from the brisa any better than the question we asked from the Mishnah? And when we learned the Mishnah and we had the question, we just answered the kimnu shlo yitatlo shtei ams begagzeh. The pshat is that you're not allowed to carry. That the Mishnah means that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the other roof, even though you're carrying less than four ams. Hakanami. That's how I'll explain the brisa. That the brisa means that you're not allowed to carry beis ams begagzeh or beis ams begagzeh two ams in each roof. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Lashmila hashmatzah. I never heard this psak from Shmuel. And as we've encountered many times in Shas, and actually many times already in this Masechta, Reb Yosef had forgotten his learning because he got ill, and his Talmud Abaya attempted to remind him of his learning. And here we have Reb Yosef saying that I never heard this psak from Shmuel, that in each roof itself you're allowed to carry, and Abaya is trying to remind him. Amar Abaya, at Amrit Nilan, you were the one that taught us this halach of Shmuel, Fahal Amrit Nilan. And you said it regarding the following case, where we have Gag Godel HaSamach LaKotan, a large roof which is next to a small roof, which is shown in diagram 315. Hagodel Mutter, carrying on the large roof is permitted, Vakotan Osir, but it's us to carry on the small roof because it's completely open to the large roof. The large roof is considered enclosed because it has these protrusions on the right and the left. And the entire opening between them is less than 10 amos, say the Rishonim. The small roof that doesn't have that can't carry on. Vabaya continues. Vamatlan Allah. And when you taught us this halacha, you taught us. Amar Yudam Shmuel. Lo yishan al sheyesh di yurim al zeh for di yurim al zeh. That this din is only relevant when there are people that use both roofs. Davila had the cut mechitza and the dresses, then therefore the mechitza, the small roof that doesn't have a fourth wall, has mechitza that's constantly walked upon, and therefore it can't serve as a mechitza. Aval ein de yurim alzeh valzeh, but if there are no residents on both roofs, so there's not a constant flow of traffic between the roofs, then carrying on the roofs is permitted. Since we say that each roof is separated with a good asik. So we see that even though the two roofs are connected, we say good asik. So why are you saying that you don't know what Shmuel said, that we don't say good asik when roofs are connected? Now Tosfos points something out to us. He says something that we learned when we learned the beginning of the Masechta. Tosfos says that here we're saying that the large roof is considered enclosed with four walls because we have the two sides. But the small roof is considered completely open to the larger roof because it doesn't have that. But Tosfos and Daf Tes, we learned that what's the halacha if a lechi is only visible outside of the area that it's going to help, not inside? Will the lechi be a good lechi? And we learned it was machlokes. So if it's good lechi, so this guy cotton also has the lechi, the two sides. So Tosfos says we're going to have to learn that there are that it goes into the guy gadol. Otherwise, it may be mutter. Amalei and no hachamalei. This is what I meant. When did I say my halacha? Only when there are actual railings around the roofs. The gadol mishteri begufufei. So the larger roof is considered enclosed on four sides. The katan if it's from melua, but the smaller one is considered open. But if there aren't openings, or if there aren't these railings, so then shnei masurim, because we can't say good asik. Asked Abaya, but vadiyorin amatlon, I remember clearly you telling us something about residents. Now that would fit with what we learned a moment ago, that there's a difference if there are residents walking over the adjoining area, which destroys the good asik, or if there are no residents. But according to the way you're telling to me now, what does it have to do with residents? So Rav Yosef answers, I amrit the urin, if I did say anything about residents, hachi amri l'chu, this is what I meant to say. Loi shanu, that when is the halacha that you can carry on the small roof, you can't carry on the small roof, el sheyesh mechitz ruyel dir alzeh, mechitz ruyel dir alzeh, that there are walls fit for residential use both on the large roof and on the small roof. That there the halach is gadol mishteri begufufei, that the large roof is permitted to be carried on because it has the side post on the right and the left, so it's considered as if it's completely enclosed. The katan nifritz b'meluy, and the smaller roof is considered completely open to the larger roof. However, aval yesh mechitza ruyi l'dir al gadol, what's going to be the halacha if there are decent walls around the larger roof? The ain ruyi l'dir al katan, but there aren't decent walls around the small roof. So what does that show us? It shows us that the residents of the smaller building have no intention of using their area regularly. There, a field of cotton shorl b'nei gadol, even the small roof is an area permitted for carrying by the residents of the large roof. My tama, what's the reason? Kivin d'loy ovid mechitza, since the residents of the small roof did not bother building a suitable wall, solik slikin nafshay me'ocha, what they've done is they've removed themselves from the small roof and basically have given over the right of the use of that roof to the residents of the large roof. And the Sfas Emes points out that the same halacha would be the other way around. That let's say there are railings around the small roof and there are no railings around the large roof, says the Sfas Emes, that then what we would say is that the people of the large roof have abdicated their use of their area to the people of the small roof, and the people of the small roof could carry in the whole area. In fact, as Fasema says, that halacha would even be more understandable than the other way. Kihad Amar of Nachman, where we see this concept that somebody can abdicate his use, he says it in the case of Asusum Kvul Gagoy, if there are several roofs that are connected to each other, and the owner of one of the roofs made a permanent ladder, and the other owners did not make ladders, so what he showed is that only he is going to be using the roof. The other ones have given up their rights to the roof, and therefore he will be able to use all the roofs, and they won't be able to. It's very interesting. The Chaznish makes a point. He says he doesn't understand what Rabbi Yosef is doing here. As we've learned, Rabbi Yosef didn't remember Shmuel's psak. Abaya is trying to remind him of the psak. So, and Rabbi Yosef doesn't want to accept what Abaya is teaching him. Usually we find that in such circumstances, when we had such situations in other Gemaras, once Abaya reminded Rabbi Yosef of what he said, oh yeah, I said it, I remember. Yet here we see Rabbi Yosef trying not to accept it. Why? So Chaznish says that normally, in other places, once Rabbi Yosef was reminded by his Talmud Abaya what he said, he remembered it on his own. And once he remembered it on his own, he said, yeah, that's what I said. Here, Rabbi Yosef, says the Chaznish, didn't see that he should remember even after Abaya attempts to remind him. So says Rabbi Yosef, it must be that if I don't remember after I'm being reminded, it means that I never said it. And that's why he tried a different psak, a different explanation. Amar Abaya. So Abaya teaches us a similar halacha. Bona aliyah gabe beisai. If somebody built an upper story on his home, which is shown in diagram 317, Vasil Fanera Daka Arba, and he made a small doorway, 4 tefachim wide, opening onto the roof area. Hurta b'kol ha'gagin kulam. He becomes permitted to carry in all the roofs. Because, explained the Rishonim, since he made this upper story with the opening to the other roofs, and the other owners of homes don't have this situation, what they're showing is he will have rights, and they've abdicated their rights. However, Amar Rava teaches us, Rava, the Daka, this doorway that we're referring to, will not always work in favor of the person that made it. Palmim Shadaka Lisser. Sometimes the Daka will work to make a prohibition that he should not be allowed to carry on the other roofs. Hey Chidami, what's the situation? The Ovid Lahadi Tabisa de Beisei. When the opening is made on the side wall that is towards his house garden, which is shown in diagram 318, rather than making the opening in the wall facing the roof, he made the opening in the wall facing the garden. Domar, somebody who sees this arrangement, says, "Lenturi tarbitzu Davida." The opening was only made to watch over the garden, and not in order to use the roof area. Therefore, what he's essentially done, the person who built this daka, he's essentially said that he doesn't want to use the roof, and therefore, he will not be allowed to use the roof because he set himself apart.